It is the number, and the number is 20. I hope we haven't done it before. I don't think we have. I am joined by Neil Docking, Mo Stewart and Mike Kearney to talk about the number 20 and the players who have worn it for Liverpool Football Club. The fun part of this show is when I immediately try to get these footballers into some sort of chronological order, because LFC history, which, let's be clear, does all my work for me, does not put these in alphabetical order. It instead puts into chronological order. It puts them into order of first name and alphabeticizes it, which, you know, I understand why they've done that, but my God, they've got to think about the more they cater for on a regular basis. There is no greater resource in the entirety of the Liverpool supporting community than LFC history. They are wonderful people, and we would literally be finished without them. The history of number 20 then in the Premier League era, I am prepared to stake, and I think it's a reasonable one, that the first wearer of number 20 was Stig Inge Bjørneby. Stig Inge Bjørneby, I'm going to say, was the first number 20. He signed for Liverpool from Rosenborg in 1992, and basically hung on, made his last appearance for the club in May 1999. It's one of those Liverpool players who ends up with quite a phenomenal number of appearances. Neil Docking gets 184 in all comps, going all the way through until 1999. It's only a couple in his first seasons. He gets one really bad injury, if I remember rightly, that basically takes him out of the entirety of the 95-96 season. But apart from that, he's a pretty regular performer for the Reds. I just remember remarkable inconsistency with his crossing more than anything else, in that he could put the most phenomenal ball in at times, and then he put an unbelievable number of stinkers in that it's hard to put into words. But you were never the full don't cross again, because there was always going to be another belter just around the corner. You just never knew when it was going to come. And I think that was the same for his teammates.
I'm sure there's one season where he gets 13 or 14 assists. There's one year.
No. He gets 17, 96, 97.
There you go.
17
assists.
17
so
assists.
What you've just said, sounds insane, doesn't it, in light of that statistic?
Yeah.
But you're right.
He got 10 in one year, then he has his injury, and then he got 17 assists. 17, 1-7.
I mean, that's phenomenal, isn't it?
Yes.
That is De Bruyne at left back. You can't really argue with that number, can you?
No.
You really can't.